This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. European leaders on Saturday joined a global fundraising effort organized by Global Citizen and the European Commission aimed at raising the billions of dollars needed to ensure widespread availability of coronavirus testing and treatment. Worldwide, about a dozen potential COVID-19 vaccines are in early stages of testing. At Saturday's event, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said that all resources need to be used to find vaccines and treatments for COVID-19.
And this is why I'm happy to announce that Team Europe today pledges another 4.9 billion euros to help vulnerable countries finance their recovery from the pandemic.
The event includes a concert featuring a host of major artists. It also saw the political leaders highlight the disproportionate impact that COVID-19 is having on marginalized communities. American Airlines says it is ending social distancing on its flights next week. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
American Airlines says come July 1st, it will no longer leave some of the middle seats open to allow for distancing among passengers, matching the policies of United Airlines and Spirit. American had been flying at 85% capacity and says it will allow customers to change flights at no extra cost if they object to a full flight. Rivals Delta, Southwest, and JetBlue are still blocking out some seats for social distancing. American's passengers will be asked to verify they don't have virus symptoms and will be required to wear a mask. One travel analyst says this is putting profitability ahead of the health of both passengers and airline employees. I'm Jackie.